Proclamation number 234, dated the December 22, 1937. These proclamations are a sign of divine love. Thus the days which came upon you for your trial are coming to an end. It was a beneficial moment when the realization of your own weakness arose in your heart, for only this can help you to approach the Lord again in all sincerity. The Savior wants to give all His love to every one of you. For this reason you will be pushed to Him time and again through a sense of abandonment, for the Lord can only give when you feel sincere longing for Him. So many duties and tasks still lay ahead of you. It requires a willing heart to hand oneself over to the Lord in order to mature fully. Only then will you find calm and inner peace. His admonition gently sounds in your heart, "Remain faithful to me, even in the hour of adversity." Single quote: for the Lord wants to educate you in three ways. He wants to gain you for the eternal kingdom. He wants to convey divine wisdoms to you and teach you to always follow the path of love. For only in this way will you also find the path to Him. According to human calculation, no connection exists between heaven and earth, and this, too, is an immensely sublime act of grace, which testifies to God's love for the earthly children, that every being can speak to the Heavenly Father at any time and express their concerns to Him. Then the Father will also deem you worthy of an answer, if, for the sake of your soul's salvation, you beseech Him for this. None of you must ever doubt His goodness and mercy. It is always applied to all beings since the beginning of the world and will last for all eternity. This is why the Father has repeatedly made it clear that even the smallest being may turn to Him. It will always be accepted because the Father loves each and every one of His children. You may always ask, and your wishes will always be granted if they benefit the salvation of your souls, for the Lord wants to prepare for you an eternal kingdom, and if you desire this, it will be granted to you. Yet your task consists of improving your soul, and, for this purpose, the Heavenly Father wants to provide you with an insight into His divine working. Forevermore earthly children fall prey to misguided teachings. They distance themselves from the pure truth increasingly more and want to acknowledge the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ increasingly less. And thus their souls suffer distress as a result, for on his own, without Christ's help, the human being will never be able to reach a degree of perfection. The Savior is so close to every person, yet the human being, in his delusion, does not recognize His love and is in the process of completely losing himself to the powers of darkness. However, for the sake of their salvation, God reveals Himself to people in an extraordinary way. In your present state, you will never be able to fully appreciate what He offers you through this grace. You can only pray that you will continue to receive this grace until you are firm in faith and your love for the Savior unites you with Him, so that you will be protected against all attacks from evil. As long as the Savior unites Himself with you through these proclamations, all those of you who accept them in your heart will be well sheltered in His love, and the path of ascent will be clearly laid out to you so that you cannot go astray. Become worthy of this grace, remain faithful to the Lord and redeem yourselves through the love which the Lord preaches to you through His Word. Dedicate your heart to Him, and if you always and continuously listen to the voice within, you will all remain blessed and the divine grace will flow to you until the end of your lives. Amen.